Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to DRFA, Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 31st, 2012, and this is AFA London Council 7 President Anthony King reporting. Have you taken your survey yet? If not, there's still time, and we encourage you to participate now. The survey is currently open and may be accessed through our website at www.unitedafa.org. However, it is being conducted by an independent third-party specialist. The results of the survey will be kept confidential. Remember, the survey will close this Sunday, August 5th, 2012, 1700 hours Central Standard Time. Participation in the survey is one of the benefits of our democracy. Not everyone involved in our joint contract negotiation have been provided the same opportunities you have to participate and express the priorities which will determine the direction of our negotiations. Our members of the Joint Negotiation Committee need fresh input from you and can't rely on data collected from different past negotiations for establishing the direction we will pursue for a combined collective bargaining agreement. Time has passed and priorities may have changed since we have last asked for your input through a survey, and now is the time to affirm or change your priorities and let your negotiators know. Eventually, each of us will be asked to vote on a tentative agreement. Undoubtedly, strong opinions will be expressed about the merits and detriments of different provisions of that agreement. Without your input now, are you prepared to accept only considering a tentative agreement that is based on the priorities of your peers but doesn't necessarily reflect your own concerns? Without putting your own personal fingerprint on your priorities through participation, are you prepared to simply accept or reject whatever may come your way? So let's dispel the rumors and social media hype. If you think your opinion doesn't matter, it does. If you think it's not worth your time to take the survey, it is. If you think that your priorities will not be included, regardless of whether you respond or not, if no one indicates that they are priorities, they will definitely not be included. Don't sell yourself or your flying partner short. Your participation matters a great deal. Make absolutely no mistake. Management is committed to a very different outcome that most of us ever wish to see the light of day. We diminish our ability to succeed without the strong support and participation of a strong, unified membership. In fact, that without our collective support, the outcome of our contract negotiations will be swayed in the favor of management that has our best interests at the bottom of their list, if at all. This is an outcome we must actively work to prevent, an advantage we will not allow them to gain. Participation couldn't be simpler. You can submit your response on the ballot point system, access through our website, or the Dear AFA phone system. If you prepare your responses ahead of time from the survey mailed to your home, which is also available on the website, you can finish inputting your responses in less than 30 minutes. If you have any questions, you can contact your local council and ask them. If you have any problems accessing the system, you can contact the survey helpline at 1-800-624-3907 at extension 545. You have until Sunday to participate before this opportunity is no longer available. While there will be additional opportunities in the future and throughout the process, this critical first step will be behind us. When choosing to take the survey, do so for yourself. Invest in the outcome of our negotiations for a better contract and a better future for yourself. Do not allow others to determine what content will be included in the next tentative agreement presented for your consideration. Read more information about the 212 Joint Negotiation Survey on the website. Ensure that your voice is heard and take part in our negotiations. Beginning in August, changes included in our new 2012-2016 contract provide the ability for reserves to RDO an assigned ID with a line holder, Section 10D5. To submit an RDO trade request, you will need to use the Unimatic command DSPFAI. Once the RDO request has been submitted, any line holder flight attendant may pick up your trip and the request will be processed automatically. If your trip has not been picked up 2 hours before the departure time of the specific trip ID, you fly the trip. Once the RDO trade is awarded, you should see a CNF in your line of flying and the reduction of your guarantee based on the length of the number of days of the trip. It's 4 hours and 20 minutes per reserve day in a 30-day calendar month, 4 hours and 7 minutes per reserve day in a 31-day month. For information about the new reserve provision, please review our contract education article on the subject available on the website. Bulletin number 3 is available in all domiciles system-wide. This bulletin includes a number of time-sensitive policies and procedure changes and clarifications that take effect on the effective date of the bulletin, August 15, 2012. Please be sure to take time to thoroughly review, insert, and record bulletin number 3 into your FAOM before the August 15, 2012 effective date. The 2012 summer meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, is taking place today through Thursday, August 2nd at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Your local council president, along with 13 other presidents from around our system, are currently addressing issues important to you in the business of our union. Today, reports are given by the United MEC officers and members of the Central Scheduling Committee. The members of the MEC also reviewed and discussed a number of issues affecting flight attendants in the workplace during the open discussion portion of the meeting. Tomorrow, we will have reports from the Government Affairs, Uniform, Contract Interpretation, and Negotiation Committee, along with safety, health, and security discussions. The MEC meeting will conclude on Thursday with professional development, committee work, and action of agenda items. Additional information regarding the topics discussed by your leadership will be posted on the website in the meeting summary area as they become available. This past Thursday, the initial transfers were awarded to the new domicile in Houston, Texas. This is the first time a new United Flight Attendant domicile has been opened since Tokyo Narita. The company has recently updated their transfer and moving packet to reflect the current process and procedures consistent with Section 22 of our contract. This packet contains important information about initiating your move, expense reporting, and the eligibility and authorization for a company-paid move. Download the new transfer and moving packet from our website for more information. Well, that's all for this evening. Thanks for the call. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.